questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. We've been in the studio. We have a very special guest speakers for today's discussion, Sheikh Murtaza Karimi, an Islamic expert from the Islamic Hausa of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you for having me.
So, we have been discussing in our previous discussions some strange cases and instances which took place after the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, which might not be understood easily by the rational sciences, or it's better to say the normal mentality of the people, because they look very much metaphorical, symbolic, and miraculous. For example, one of them was shedding tears by the earth and the sky and the glorification of the earth and the skies and the heavens, we can say related to the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. If agree, I enumerate some other cases and then you bring off the authentic references of them taking place.
Sure.
For instance, about one of the strange cases which took place according to some of the documents, and it is documented in the especially general history of Shia Islam, is shedding blood under the stones on the desert of Karbala. Is it true or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As I mentioned in the previous program, the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is unique. Nothing like that has happened before 61 after Hijrah and will not happen till the Day of Judgment. So we should not reject such phenomena because of the fact that, they might seem weird and strange. But again, it doesn't mean that we need to accept everything. We need to refer to the historical books and the collections of hadith to see the narrations which talk about that.
Yes.
So the narrations about the heavens and the earth crying for Imam Hussein alayhi salam are many. And as you rightly mentioned, according to some narrations, on the day of Ashura, at least in some places, when they remove some stones, there was fresh blood under that stone. First of all, nowadays we hear from time to time that the same is going to is happening in some regions in the world. So whether these stories or these stories are true or not, for each case we need to go and check.
Yes.
Because my point is that when we hear such a thing in the narrations, which is the case, it doesn't mean that if every person comes to us and tells us a story that in this certain
area
or origin we have seen the same on the day of Ashura, we just accept that. No, I mean the scholars should go mm-hmm. there, and when we receive enough news from trustworthy person, then we may agree.
Yes.
So this is another story. What's happening in our time and era, and there are some stories in different parts of the world.
Or for example, the stones or the marbles out of the gravestone of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam becomes bloody and red in color.
Yeah.
This has been also seen and filmed and documented.
Yeah, it's been documented, but I'm not able to
because
myself I've not witnessed it. What we are talking
to
in
prove
today's
it.
Session is just only about what happened on the Day of Ashura based on the narrations.
Okay.
So again, according to some narrations, it has happened at least in in the land of Karbala, and in some cases, we have witnesses and reports from some people who have seen that, and they have narrated the story that on that day they, for example, removed one stone and they found fresh blood.
Yes.
So it shows that at least it has happened for some people, for some cases. Did it happen for every stone on the earth? Not necessarily.
No. Okay.
So what we understand from these narrations is that it has happened for some people. They have seen and witnessed that. And there is a very famous narration in both Shia and Sunni sources about the hadith is famous as the hadith of Qarura, a glass. The fact that the Holy Prophet brought some soil from the land of Karbala to Umm Salama, and she had it in a glass, And she narrates that on a specific day, and the Holy Prophet tells her that the day that you see that the soil turns into blood or it becomes red, yes, then make sure that Hussein alayhi salam has been killed.
Yes.
And Umm Salama narrates this story, and she says that one day I saw the same thing happened, and I made sure that this is the day that Holy Prophet predicted. So we have these stories mentioned in, it's not only, limited to Shia sources. It's, yes, been mentioned in Sunni sources as well.
Yes.
Now, in this case, we are talking about a physical phenomenon. So, yes, it's not like crying of the heavens, which we said that we may explain that in a metaphorical way.
Yes.
No, this is a physical phenomenon happening.
Yes.
And there are narrations talking about that in both Shia and Sunni narrations, and that is why we need to accept that.
They are very much, I think, time-bound because, the specific Ashura, the 10th day of the Muharram in the year 61
That's
AH
the
was a very special day.
Exactly.
These cases might not be repeated, during the other Ashuras during
At
the history.
At least we need to check.
Yes.
As I mentioned,
yes,
the point
but
is
But for
that
sure, on that day, some strange things happened on the earth.
Exactly.
Okay. That's all right. Okay.
So, for this case, again, we need to say that based on the narrations, we,
yes,
may accept that at least for some,
yes,
cases, for few people, they have seen and they have reported the,
okay,
story.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
That's all right. We know it was a really harsh tragedy, and even so many people, so many members of even the forces of the enemy, we can say, shed tears on Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Their hearts were moved by what happened to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Some of them even on the day of Ashura did repentance and joined the army of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and were martyred on his way. Okay, all of them are related to the human beings. What about the other, we can say, entities? Like, for example, the jinns. Because especially about the jinns and the jinns forces, we have ayahs in the Holy Quran referring to them and their creatures and their creation and their, as I said, entity is absolutely accepted by all the people, especially the Muslims, based on the, mm-hmm, Quranic text. What about them? For example, any mourning, shedding tears for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam?
Let me, share one point, and that is the fact that when it comes to such details about,
yes,
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, for all these details that you mentioned, we have some narrations.
Yes.
But the number of the narrations differ from one phenomenon to another,
mm-hmm,
and the authenticity of the chain may differ from one to another.
Yes.
So for some of them, we have so many narrations, and that is why we cannot reject that. So we have it for the heavens and the earth crying for Imam al-Hussein,
yes,
alayhi salam. And we have it for, finding blood under the stones. Let me at least give the listeners some sources for the fact that there was blood, fresh blood under, some stones. For example, we have it in Common Ziyarat, page 77, Bihar al-Anwar, volume 45, page 202, Manaqib ibn Shahrashub, volume 1, page 369. And among Sunni sources, we may mention Mu'jam al-Kabir by Tabarani, volume 3, page 113 and 119, Majmu' al-Zawa'id, volume 9, page 315, and so on and so forth. For,
yes,
example, one narration reads, "Lamma qutil al-Hussein alayhi salam," when Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was killed. So, as you rightly mentioned,
yes,
it's talking about 61 after Hijra,
yes, yes,
the 10th day.
"Lam
yabqa fi bayt al-Muqaddas," or "fi bayt al-Maqdis hasatun, illa wujda tahtaha damun abid." There was no stone in Bayt al-Maqdis, Jerusalem, except that there was fresh blood on, mm-hmm, under it.
Yes.
Or in another narration, "لم يرفع عن وجه الأرض حجر إلا وجد تحته دم عبيد."
Yes.
This is mentioned by Sheikh Al-Saduq in Al-Amali, page 167. And for the hadith of Qarura and Umm Salama, the listeners may find it in Al-Irshad by Sheikh Al-Mufid, volume 2, page 130. And as for Sunni sources, they may refer to Khasa'is al-Kubra, volume 2, page 193, and many other sources.
Yes.
So again, it seems that this is also well authenticated.
Okay. That's all right.
When it comes to jinns crying for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, in Kamal al-Ziyarat, we have 19 narrations talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in one narration we read, كانت الجن تنوه على الحسين ابن علي عليه السلام. The jinn used to cry and mourn for Imam al-Husayn عليه السلام. This is in Kamal al-Ziyarat, page 95. And Allama Majlisi also has quoted from Kamal al-Ziyarat, volume 45, page 241.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are many discussions about whether all the narrations in Kamal al-Ziyarat are authentic or not. So there is a difference of idea among the Shia scholars. But as I mentioned, at least we have 11 narrations about this. And it seems that this is also well authenticated. And it seems natural that when you have the angels crying for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, the jinn, they also knew about that and they have cried.
Also, it has been documented that an army of jinns were after helping Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. We have also some narrations regarding that.
As for the remaining phenomena, when it comes to, an owl crying for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, we have it, but the number of narrations are not many. Mm-hmm. So
an owl, a bird. Owl, you said, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for this case, we cannot say that for sure it has happened.
Okay.
As for the eclipse, we have some narrations that on that very day an eclipse happened. Mm-hmm. It's been mentioned by both Shia and Sunni sources. And in some narrations, we see that the stars appear during the day, which is, in line with the eclipse.
Yes.
Because when you have eclipse, then we will be able to see the stars, and there are some narrations proving that too, and it's not against the order of the nature.
That's
so, for example, when for some people in the previous prophets, we see that for like Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, for many days we have rain. Is it against the order of the nature? No. So we cannot reject that story.
Yes.
For an eclipse to happen for a great tragedy like the tragedy of Karbala, is it against the order of the nature? No. It can happen through a miracle. But the narrations, the reports that may talk about an event which seem to be against the nature of the physical world. For example, to see two suns on that very day.
Yes.
It seems that, the intellect, the, scientific data, they reject that.
Okay.
So we might say that the narrations which talk about some phenomena, which are against the intellect and nature, it becomes very clear that the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam have not said such a thing because it's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
But for other narrations, our intellect neither rejects that nor accept that, like crying of the heavens.
It's better to say that the ordinary intellect of the human is incapable of understanding
them. But that does not reject that.
Reject
it says that it might happen. So for those cases, we need to check the narrations.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, for most of the cases that you mentioned, we have some narration in this regard.
But what is important about the day of Ashura is that so many stories have been given by the previous generations of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, by Imam Ali, Prophet Muhammad. And before that, in so many documents, recently I saw a documentary talking about Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, even in the older scriptures, referring to some of the references that on the day of Ashura, coinciding with such and such day according to Judaism or Christianity, some strange things would happen. So it shows the very specific, specific status and the place of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and that specific day. So in this way, we can understand them. That's all right. Thank you very much, Shaykh. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the chance of reaching such a spiritual perfection to understand such things. And in fact, to clean our eyes in order to see such things with our eye of the heart and eye of the soul, inshallah, to understand them perfectly, inshallah. Thank you much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. You can visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. to another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaykum, ya Abu Abdullah al-Husayn.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husaynin wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن